morning, Maria speaking.
Hi, Maria. It's Jesse with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Hi, Jesse. I'm super busy. I'm sorry, Jesse, but I cannot listen to your call right now.
No, I'm sorry. I actually got sick yesterday and left, so I wasn't able to call. But, just real quick, I mean, do you guys think that it's something that you guys are interested in doing, or?
I do. My partner does not. So I'm trying to, you know, to see if he can change his mind.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it would be beneficial, but I don't know to what extent, you know.
Well, would it be helpful if I called your partner and talked to them?
He does not speak English.
Oh, he doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you know? Like, maybe what are some of his concerns? Like that.
He just, you know, we pay for leads, and
right.
He's okay with that because we get, you know, work from there.
Yeah.
So he thinks it's unnecessary.
Uh-huh.
Any
retributable company is going to have some presence online on Google, right? But
I do have, no?
Right, but, well, I mean, you guys do have, you're on Angie's, right? Is that what you mean? Like?
No, we are in Google, too, because we have websites.
Oh, well, so the website doesn't give you a Google business profile. So that is, that, like, when you do a search, Maria, and you get that list of businesses where you can click to call and, you know, see a website, stuff like that. So your website right now doesn't actually get you any traction because it's not even attached to a Google business profile. So
I see.
That we would make it so your website could get more traction. We can make it so that you are actually being seen on Google so people don't have to know your business name. And whether you get 50 calls or 500 calls, it's all the same price, right? So it'll always be that same price. I mean, I would say just give it a shot for a couple of months. And then, you know, once you see those jobs coming in from Google, I know you won't be going anywhere anyway. Right? I mean, you know, at the end of the day, everybody is looking for Google to look for your services anyway. So, you know, I mean, and then it's a tax write-off for you guys as well. So any marketing you do is would help you in the long run regardless. You know, so.
Well, yeah. Okay, let's try for 3 months. But I will register if you guys give me, like, a good, great deal for 3 months.
Yeah, well, I said I can do it for 3 months for $700, so that would make it $208 a month. So that
can we do for $600?
Okay, hold on, 1 second.
Okay.
I've never in my life asked this before, but hold on, 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so. I've never asked my boss this. So if I ask him right now, do you think he'll be able to sign up right now? Or when do you think he'll be able? Okay. Okay. All right. So while I'm waiting for him to respond here real quick, let me just go ahead and start getting some basics about the company. This will only take a few minutes here, Maria.
Let me ask you something, Jesse. My website, the number that is listed is another number. I have that company number. So in Google, can I change the number? Or they will, or it will go straight to my website and it will go from there? Like how the people say, let's say I'm a client. I'm looking for something in construction, like drywall. So, they will do the search, and they find my company. Mm-hmm. And how you place me in a place that, you know, people will reach out to me?
So basically they do the search, and then they see your company there on the first page of Google. Like right now, have you ever searched on Google for other companies in your area doing the same thing as you?
No. But, okay. You know, the thing is that we do so many different jobs. That,
right.
that is, you know, like, like the keywords are construction. So how that, but construction, you know, is a huge, you know, word.
Right.
Like, you know, it's a lot of things. So how can I make clients, like, instance, looking for drywall to get to me?
Okay. So that's right. That's exactly what they would do. So they would search drywall, right? And
mm-hmm.
then there's going to be the sponsored section of Google, right? You've seen that where it says sponsored and then it
yeah.
has a business name. And then below that is a map, right? And there's that pack result of like three businesses where you can click to call. You'll see the website and then, you'll have your, what you kind of do. You know, it'll have like a description of what you do, some pictures of your work on the profile itself. And then they can see the website, click to call. That's where you would be for those keyword phrases. So they'll see you as a top recommended option and call you directly. So this makes it so you're not having to chase down your clients. You know, you're not paying for those individual leads. You'll have
gotcha.
It coming directly to you.
And then the number that we can put there is mine. Can I change it from my website or do I have to change it with them?
So you would, the number on your website currently, you would have to change it with them.
Okay.
But we would
No, I'm saying.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you will make my profile and they
yes.
will call my number. I see.
Right. But at your current website, and if you want your number changed, then you would have to do that with them. I'm looking at your website right now. Hold on. It's pulling up. So
mm-hmm.
it is the.
And I have another number for that company. I just don't answer as much as mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I will do that with them. No worries. Yeah.
Okay.
I will do that with them.
That the number you're talking about though is the 40497, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll have your number, this number, right? The 770 number listed
527. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, I did get my boss to approve it. I mean, I'm telling you, Maria, I do respect a woman that likes to negotiate. I have never asked my boss to do that ever, and you know, so I'm glad that he was able to approve that for you. So. I'm excited to get everything started. Now, everything with me is going to take just about 10 minutes. I just am going to get some basics about the company, go ahead and set you up for payment. I'll set you up for a client interview. I know you're a busy woman, so I'll set it up for probably like 3 o'clock. It seems like I'm sorry, 6 o'clock your time. It
yeah.
seems like you're pretty available at that time. So I'll set it
yeah.
up for then. Let me see if I have that available, actually. I want to make sure first that that's available. Okay,
6 or 7 or even 8.
Well, so the latest
later,
for client,
the better.
The latest that they do it for client interviews would be 6 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay, that's good.
So,
that's good.
So Maria, what's your last name?
Torres. T-O-R-R-E-S.
Yes, okay. And then what is the best email for you? Is it the one on your on your website?
No. P-I-L-I Torres.
Okay. P-I-L-I, right?
Yes, P as in Paul, I as in Ice, L as in Luis, I as in Ice. My last name, Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, 27 at Gmail.
I'm sorry, my dyslexic brain just... so it's
No, it's okay. P as in Paul.
P-L, uh-huh.
No, P as in Paul, I as in Ice.
Okay.
L as in Luis.
Uh-huh.
I as in Ice.
Uh-huh.
Torres.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know 27? What was happening with my brain right there.
No worries.
at Gmail?
Correct.
All of my emails have 27 in them. I like that number.
Really? Oh my
yeah.
goodness. That's a lucky number. Need to play
it
the
is.
Lottery.
yeah, there you go. No, Maria, it's 805, the best address for you is 805 Montclair Place?
Montclair, yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect. So I'm just going to get some basics about the company here,
now,
Maria.
Now, let me ask you something. The address
sure.
is going to be published because that's my home address. I don't have a particular place. I don't have an office. So I don't want the address to be displayed. Do I have to get that display?
No. So
okay.
The address does not have to be displayed. Basically we can hide the address on the Google business profile and online. So you wouldn't have
that
to.
That would be great. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, gotta hide the address, and now I know you guys have a website. Got that here. Now, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
Monday to Friday, 8 to 6.
Okay. Monday to Friday, 8 to 6. And the best way to contact you, is it going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
All the above.
And you do have licensing and insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you need us to create you one?
Please create one for me. I have a logo and the website, but not profile.
Okay. All right. And then and this is your personal line, the 770 number, or is this like a business line? Okay.
I can make it like business line because I have the voicemail, the record voicemail that I can just set up here for the company. So, yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. And do you want to add your partner as an authorized user on the account? So basically he can call in and get information if he needs to. We do have people that speak Spanish. Okay. This is just between you and me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's super busy and I'd rather take care of everything.
Okay.
Related to, handling phone calls and all that.
Okay, wonderful. I just out of curiosity, is your partner, is it your husband or is it just a partner?
No, it's just a business partner. Like, we are a family business. So my husband helps me. You know, we work together, but, he's partnered with me in the business.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, most people that I talk to have their partners as, their husbands, but you're the only person I've really ever talked to that hasn't, at this point mentioned that it is your husband. So I was just curious. All right, perfect. Okay, one second. Almost got everything I need here. All right. Okay, so I'm setting up the client interview for today at 6 o'clock. So the call, Maria, it's not going to take an hour. Just allow that hour from 6 to 7. In case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Typically, the phone call is about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have, but it's just where they're going to start getting all the keyword phrases, get your account set up, get everything going. That's all there. And so as far as billing goes, though, it's the same address, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Give me 1 second. Hold on, please. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. I'm ready for you. So it's a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
4294.
Uh-huh.
7536.
Uh-huh.
5234.
Okay.
2412.
Okay, and then the expiration?
927.
Okay, and then the security code?
964.
Okay, perfect. So, Maria, I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. I am updating and processing the payment for the $600. Now, mm-hmm. as I walk you through this voice verification, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So,
okay.
It's Maria. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Georgia Dream Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Maria Torres, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Maria, to ensure the accuracy, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So just kind of what this means, first off, is that we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. I am going to also send you an email, okay? So
okay.
The email is going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, if you could respond to this email before your client interview, that's going to just be super helpful in speeding up the process. I know you're super busy, so if you don't have time, you know, that's totally fine. Just if you could get it in as soon as possible, it's just going to make things go faster. So basically, the email is just going to want pictures of, like, your tools and equipment, a work vehicle, if you have a business card, you know, an invoice. It's just to get you verified on Google. So it has a drop down to send in the pictures very easily from your phone. It's a simple process just to speed everything along. So, but I am going to set up a security question with you on your account as well. So if you ever have any question about who's calling, just ask them this question and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
First pet's name.
Okay. Oh, I love that one. What was that?
it's a weird name. It's called, it's B.
Uh-huh.
E. B as in boy.
Uh-huh.
E. N. I. T. I. N. Benitin.
So it's difficult. B. E. N. T.
No, N. I.
B-E-T-N-I.
No. It's B-E.
Uh-huh.
N-I.
N-I.
T-I-N.
Okay, perfect. I just have to input it twice, and it, like, exited out, so I input it, so I just needed it spelled a second time. So if you ever have any question about who's calling, just say, can you give me my security answer, and they'll have to give that answer. So, Maria, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
And what that means exactly?
Just if we call or email you, just if you could get back to us within 24 hours. Also the same thing here. So if you call or anything, we are required to call you within 24 hours. So it's just to make sure we have communication, you know, that everything is running smoothly. So
sounds good. Yeah.
Now, also, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that? Well, so basically, if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know so we know that it's not in conflict with something we're already doing for you.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So now, Maria, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of December 6, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $600. Now, this is a three-month contract. So when the term is completed on March 6, 2024, it will then renew for $299. Now, at that time, Maria, you can decide to extend for another 3 months, another, 12 months, whatever it may be. Keep my extension and phone number so that I can work out this deal with you, because this is kind of a special deal that nobody else has. So just keep my extension and phone number and write down that date, March 6th. So at that time, you can contact me directly, and I can, you know, renew you for another special rate, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
So just keep that in mind. I'll also keep you in my notes and everything, so that when that it comes closer to that time, I'll reach back out to you and, you know, get you all signed up. But for whatever reason, I never really forget, but if something happens, just, you know, reach out to me as well, and I'll help you out, okay?
Okay, super.
So now, Maria, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So if you decide for whatever reason you don't want to continue, for you, that would be, let's see, I'll give you a date right now. That would be the... at least by the 2nd, or I'm sorry, the 29th of February. So if you decide you don't want to continue, just let them know by the 29th of February. But, I mean, I know you're not going to be going anywhere anyway, so just you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
So the renewal would be automatic if I don't cancel before, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Yes, sounds good.
Okay. So now the last thing that I need from you, Maria, is if you don't have me on speakerphone, if you could go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I know you've gotten a few text messages now, so I'm going to send you this link by itself. Hold on 1 second. Let me text this over to you. 1 second. It's just a link that has everything we discussed in writing. So let me know when that gets to you.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So if you could do me a favor and open that up, it's going to take you to a page that says Local / Terms of Experience. Now, everything there, it breaks down that everything you're paying for and what's included. So it's the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submission. I mean, this does include a website, but I know you already have one. So, I mean, if at any point you decide that you want a new website, you can always let us know to create one, so that will be included. But it does include the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. So, and then there at the bottom, it has a breakdown of what you're paying for the 3 months. So take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Then at the bottom, there's 2 boxes, one that says I agree to receive SMS and one that says I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. If you could check off those 2 boxes, and then in the orange box, type out your name, and when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
But, you know, let me, because now, are you sure I don't have that Google? Because I think my website, the people that does my website does this for me.
Well, no, they don't. No. So this is a Google business profile, and you don't have one. I've looked twice under your business name and your number. You don't have a Google business profile. So we're optimizing the Google business profile. They might do some SEO work just on the website itself, which is totally fine. That's not going to conflict with what you're doing for them. But at least we'll be able to take that website, attach it to a Google business profile where people are actually looking for the services that you're providing. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it won't conflict with anything that you're doing. I've looked a few times to make sure that you're not doing this already. And I mean, I can tell you, like, you know, just for drywall, right? Who's being populated on that first page there. So hold on. I don't know if you know any of the people. Let's see. So we have drywall, and I mean, obviously we'll get you outside of your one zip code, but just for the zip code that you're in, We have Cherokee drywall and insulation, Etuan drywall, Renaissance drywall. Do you know any of these people?
No.
Okay, so these are the people that are coming up there on that first page right now. Third generation drywall, pro, desk, and home. Flores remodeling, Mac drywall and painting, Fast Fix drywall. These are the people that are populating there right now. So we would have you just for that one keyword phrase, but you're allowed up to 15. So you would be,
okay.
let's just say for construction, just that might be a little bit more broad. So we have Beltron, JN Residential, Patterson Construction, Evictus Construction, Flawless Finish. Do you know any of these people?
No.
Okay. Well, these are just, I mean, they're not huge companies, right? But they are some of the ones that are generating that work. I mean, the biggest one I see on there right now is Top Notch Roofing. I'm sure you know Top Notch, right? They're like nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you would be on the first page with like that company.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. So, I can 100% say that they are not doing this for you currently because you don't have a Google business profile. So that, like I said, with the website, they might be doing some sort of optimization, but even with that, with just websites alone, that populates at the very bottom where like Angie and Yelp and all of them are. And most of those people spend like thousands of dollars, you know, I mean, upwards of millions of dollars to populate there on that section. So it's very unlikely that somebody would search your services and your website would pop up on that first page. So that's why the Google business profile is actually where people get traction, right, with that Google business profile and getting direct calls and then still having your website. I mean, your website is going to be super helpful, you know, and showing people what you do, who you are, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, it would be completely separate.
Okay. Sounds good, Jesse. Sounds good.
Okay.
I have to go now, but if anything else, I got to the page that it says username and password.
Oh, yeah, no, so perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard, Maria. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days, so just look out for that. And then just look out for your client interview today. They will call you from the 877 number I texted you. So just
okay.
To recap, the 877 number, I suggest it's best to save that in your phone. They will call you between 6 and 7. You have my extension and phone number, and if you could reply to that email possibly before your client interview, that'll be super helpful. So that's everything. And I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Splash family. I'm excited to get this all started for you. So if you need anything, just let me know, okay?
Okay, so when you say reply to the email, is the Google verification?
Yes, it's the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, correct.
And let's see. Oh, okay, so I need to upload pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. So it's like, if you don't have all those pictures, that's totally fine. Just send in what you can. Just if you can, you know, send in as many as you can, it's just going to help for getting you Google verified.
And how soon do you need this?
If you could do it before your client interview, that would be really helpful in speeding up the process. Like I said, but if you don't have time today, whatever it may be, just if you could, you know, potentially get it in
before
Monday.
I can do it
Monday.
Tonight.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's totally fine. 100%.
Okay, super, Jesse, super.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, I'm excited for you, Maria, and look out for that client interview, okay?
Thank you, Jesse. Okay, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.